90 Day Fiancé. The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is going on, fam? Welcome back.
Hello.
To another week. That's Christy. I'm Nick. We're a couple that talks about 90 Day Fiancé passionately. And yeah, this is a Rainy Day Podcast episode 80.
What?
80 episodes. Could you imagine we did this for 80 episodes?
No.
That's a lot.
I think this has been really good for us, though. And again, we've done it every week for 80 weeks. Despite fights, we have gotten into some
I wish you guys could fights. Hear the pre-mic stuff sometimes.
And it's, I feel proud of us that we, well, it's not about this, but we're like fighting about something else. But it's like, it's podcast night. And
no,
then,
it's not. There's been many times we've been like, I don't care. I'll just write a note on Instagram. I'm not doing it today.
I'm not doing it. And then we always do it. I feel like that's like a symbol of marriage right there.
Getting through it.
You just get through it.
Alrighty. And from the top, thank you, Betsy, for the news. Oh, wait. Before we get to the news, we got to get to the shout-outs. There's a couple people that shouted out, just reached out to us on Instagram, like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Michelle. I'm just going to use people's first name. People, they knew who they are. I just want to give them some acknowledgement for, you know, reaching out to us and saying hello. By the way, this is like the fuel that keeps me going. There's been times where I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. But then when I get like a little bit of like a little boost, I'm just like, all right, yeah, I guess I can push through and keep doing this shit. Because sometimes
the hate to me like fires me up hard.
Anyway, Michelle says she thinks Ken's resistance to change is there controversy. So
yeah.
We're like, there's no controversy. There's
I don't know. I have things to say about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about
what I think
it.
Their controversy is.
But 90 Day Fiancé obviously will find the drama, she says. And she's happy she found our podcast.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Drop Squad, Michelle. Sweet Sasha, who's a common commenter to us, says that to check out Cheryl's World. And that's a YouTube channel who does a lot of exposing and reviewing and talking about 90 Fiancé and other and Love After Lockup and all these other.
Oh, I love
And they
that.
Actually have, she has like
there's a new season out, Nick, by the way.
I don't give a f- okay. But anyway, okay. She has people on her show, like a call in and talks to people anyway. But she exposed some of the Nicole drama.
Mm.
And Nicole is supposedly in the U.S.
That's, well, and then did you see on the Instagrams, she like, I don't even know, it might have been something else, but it was screenshotted. She like posted like her Google.
Yeah, that's in the news.
Ugh.
She, the Snapchat Live. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay. But anyway, so Cheryl's little segment exposes that she went to Morocco. She only met with Asin 2 to 3 times. And she bought him dinner. And then they wanted to go, she wanted to like go out and get drunk and he didn't want to go. And then she got mad. And basically she alluded to the fact that, I guess this is something she talked about previously, that she paid Asin to be her boyfriend.
No.
They met up a couple times to take pictures.
Why?
To keep the lie going.
But why?
Okay, so now this is one thing I wanted to touch on. Like, you have to like really think about the mental foundation of these people who want to be on this show.
I would want to be on the show, maybe.
What?
Sure.
You'd want to be on a show that they are following you around talk. Really?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not like
no way
super opposed to it.
Are you serious?
I just understand.
You'd
like,
want to have cameras around us all the time, showing
you know
us
what?
Fighting
you know
and
what?
Talking.
You know what?
Because you know how to be good.
Because what?
You know how to be good when the red light's on? When it's recording?
No, I'm just saying if, like, there's couples like Kenneth and Armando.
Yeah, but, okay.
Okay, so there you go.
But they're going to dig and find the dirt from the footage. You sign off the fact that they can do anything they want with the footage
you get. Sure. I just don't know why you would want to continue it. Like, Nicole.
To keep the stardom going.
Gets nothing but hate.
She
gets nothing
press
but hate.
Press is press. She wants to be
but
in
what the, is she getting out of it?
Whatever she got the first time she signed up to do this thing.
Okay, I just don't understand that.
Anyway, moving on. Leah, I think. Yeah. Shout out to her. Shout out to us saying that she loves the juxtaposition between the relationships in the show and how we relate our lives and things and relationships to it, yada, yada. She said that she appreciates us through rough time and she feels like she's talking to peers.
Oh, thank you.
As she listens.
Where are you seeing all this, Nick, by the way?
These are direct messages, like DMs that come.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now let's get into the news.
Sorry, guys. I'm a loser.
Jeff, what's her name again? Sorry. Betsy, sorry. Betsy reporting the news. She says, Debbie. So, by the way, we didn't watch HEA. I didn't watch HEA.
I didn't this week.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like caught up with other stuff. Like life is. And I was kind of feeling. I kind of gave up on the show. I was like, I'm kind of like.
I love the show.
Pittered out.
My job is currently heavy COVID like dealings. So I've just been really stressed.
The show is.
I am grateful that our program is 1 hour a week. Although I love all the, like what I know is when things calm down for me at work, I will have a good, I don't know, 72 hours straight of programs that I can annoy Nick with.
Debbie and Jess had a little back and forth. Mama Debbie and Jess, the girl that's from Chicago. Debbie called her a vixen preying on vulnerable men. And then Jess responded saying that she was, you know, being talked about behind her back. Because I guess in this episode, Debbie went over to Brazil and her
family was kind. Of course, all the moms like to go with her son.
Weird. Jess accused Debbie of not teaching her son to be loyal and to be honest. It's like, she said how not to cheat. Mm-hmm. Then Jess showed her new boyfriend.
Oh.
Where do you think Jess's new boyfriend's from?
It's Las Vegas.
Why? Why would it be from, like, okay, he's from Michigan, but not from Brazil, where she lives. It's from.
No, but isn't she like an au pair?
She's hunting for that K-1.
I don't know. You're hunting hard if you're going down to the Colty.
Okay. Eric is selling his home in Vegas for $240,000, and Eric and Larissa.
Ericky?
Yeah. And in the listing, it's this home is on national TV.
I don't like him.
He's closing soon, so it's sold. Nicole.
240, that's, I don't know. Nicole, I don't know anything about this house. Does it have a pool?
I don't know. I didn't see the listing. Nicole, this is back to the thing we just talked about. She's posting a live Snapchat location in Morocco saying she's going to be home back with her daughter soon.
Yeah. But you know.
I can smell the fraud.
It's a fraud. It's a fraud. It's a fraud.
Okay.
All I know, and we talked about this last time or some time ago. Where I was like, oh, poor May. And then you're like, no, May's doing just fine because May's with her grandma.
Yeah, she's totally
May is so darn cute.
Pillow Talk fans were upset that there was no Tim and Veronica on Happily Ever After Pillow Talk. They were replaced by Family Chantel's Karen and River.
Now, who's Karen?
I think Karen's the mom.
Oh.
We tried to do Family Chantel for a couple episodes.
I like River just fine. Karen, okay, mom.
I'm not. I don't think they're entertaining.
It's about to get more stupider.
I don't think they're very entertaining. I didn't see it, so I can't say.
I actually have a little note about them. I was referenced in my notes for tonight's show.
Okay,
if you can believe it.
Kalani opened up on IG about her mental state. She said she's going deeper and deeper into depression, and she hasn't seen a place she hasn't seen for years. Asuelo has a job. He is a Polynesian dancer for an entertainment company that does luau dinners and shows.
Okay, it's better than.
I feel bad though. She like his his like upbringing of the way he thinks.
You feel bad for him?
No, I feel bad for everybody involved, like
including him.
He needs to be taught. Like, he's just like, it's like a someone who doesn't know. I feel bad for people who are ignorant. They never have been exposed. They don't know.
Like, I mean,
living in a different country, this is how we do things. Like, no one's teaching him. Maybe dad finally teaches him.
I don't know. Being
fist.
A dick is goes any country.
You think he's being a dick? Or is
he called her a bitch. He did.
You're right.
He's a dick.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
So I can't, I'm not going to
defend. You're right.
Sorry. Thank you.
I
don't care what culture you're from. You don't call a woman a bitch. Or you don't call a boy, anyone a bitch.
Moving on. Nice. Eric and Lita, you know who they are, right?
Oh, yes. Potato.
They got offered. They turned down TLC Happily Ever After.
Of course they did. Yeah.
Now, they said the offer was too low.
There you go.
The offer was too low. Mm-hmm. Happily Ever After starts at like $2,500 per episode. Some members negotiate up to $3,000 to $4,000 an episode. They asked for $5,000 an episode and a truck. They were denied.
A truck? Mm. What? Are you sure this is true?
No.
Okay. But this seems like
this is a report.
Kind
of. And to close it out, we have some Binion kind of explanation. So Benjamin and Bria.
Who's what? Bria?
His former U.S.
Oh, person. The mother of his other child.
Yeah. Bria was working with impoverished children in Ethiopia. They were married in 2016 in Addis Ababa, or in Ethiopia. The plan was for him to come to the U.S., but his visa was denied to see the birth of his child. So that initial visa was denied for him to come for the birth. So he came a little later. He was going to come. Visa got denied. Bria went to the U.S. anyway, had the baby, but there were complications with the birth. Mm. And she ended up staying due to some birth defects on her son, Simon. Then Benjamin came in February 2017, and they got married in the U.S. in July 2017.
Okay.
No more past that. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, he talked about it a little exactly. bit today, and Mama yeah. was like,
Mama grilled him. All right.
Okay.
That's the news.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Now...
And Charles, obviously. Charles is sitting behind me snoring really loud. I don't know if you can hear him. The U.S. Nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair
and a short miniskirt. You got what I need. This one's tough. I reached on this one a little bit. But you say he just a friend. Yeah, I know you're not going to get this one. Sorry. This is Binyam's. I couldn't think of anything for Binyam.
Who's the friend?
The girl that he said he was a friend who was texting him. And he was Bria saw the text and okay. it was a reach. It was a reach.
Okay. I'll take it.
I won't. It was bad. But the rest are pretty good. All right.
All right. So Ari.
Ari. There you go. Instead of calling her titty.
It's a part of the titty. She got there 2 days ago. And the mom, I love her. By the way, there's so many times in this that I was like, yeah, but I'd do that. Like what the mom, I would do what the mom does. Got there 2 days ago. Mom insisted that Ari and Binyam move into the hotel room with her.
Good morning, baby. Good morning, mom.
Good morning.
There's no oh my God, mom.
How do you get a hotel room with three twin beds in it?
Ain't no smashing tonight. Mom Duke's sleeping in there.
The most important thing right now is to make sure that I feel safe to deliver here. So today we're going to see the hospital.
The mom will find something wrong with
She's
it.
She's going to find everything wrong with it.
The hospital won't look.
She wanted to.
What do you mean?
Mom wanted to, and she admitted it. Like, I wish. But let's talk about this hospital visit. I'm sorry. Do you have more clips?
It's not that long, if you want to think.
Go ahead. Like,
good.
So far, it looks pretty clean.
You have a lot of very good equipment.
Okay, mommy like the signs.
She's commending it.
I think she's impressed, yeah.
I have mixed emotions, because if it was bad, maybe I could take her home.
Her mother wanted the hospital to look like crap, just so she could be like, yo, this hospital mm-hmm. ain't looking good.
She admit that.
Let's go back.
Let's bounce. But proved you wrong, mom.
Okay.
Okay. I have a few things to say about this hospital. So they set us up, this TLC program.
I think the hospital set us up too.
No. But the TLC did, because it starts with Ari saying, like, I am certain this day is going to end in disaster.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we zoom into the hospital. First thing you see is dead roses on the counter. So you're like, ooh.
Yeah, because that interview that you just said, that I'm certain, that was filmed after they had gone into the hospital and done the whole thing. Yeah.
So it was like, okay. But I was in. I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be bad. And then mom is shocked at the cleanliness and good equipment. Mm. What sidelined me was the 2 kilo sandbag on your stomach. I don't. I just wrote, huh?
Yeah.
I don't. That was the only. Other than this, the hospital was great, and even the mom was like, "Oh, those are good. Those are good medicines. Those are okay."
Mm-hmm. I don't know what she was expecting. It's a hospital, still, right?
Yeah, but remember, okay.
She said, "Say it's the third world."
We have seen, what was the couple that was in Russia?
Sasha?
No.
Oh, them. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That hospital was scary.
Oh, yeah. So we've seen Paul and Karini's. That was kind of scary.
Yeah. But the Russian one, oh, man. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
I know. I've seen her on Instagram, too. She's like trying to model and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Anyway, that was way more
South
scary.
Africa hospital, where she might not get a room.
And she was like, I'm out. I'm going out. Back. So this was great. So Ari feels better about the hospital. Yep. I'm still worrying about the 2 kilo sandbag. If anyone knows about this as a thing, like, I just...
What does it do? Does it help push the baby out?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. Because I know, like, after the baby comes out, they, like, do a lot of massage and pushing on your uterus.
For the afterbirth?
To get the afterbirth out. But I'm hurt for the baby. But maybe that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, well.
So the hospital passed the mom's test, which is kind of a disappointment to mom because she really wanted it to suck. Mm-hmm. So she could be like, we're getting the F out of here. So
then later on the episode, we have
a few days later.
Yeah. They want to meet up and talk. And Janice has some questions.
First of all, I wish that the hospital turned.
Oh, good. What?
I was just going to comment about. So they go to this like coffee ceremony place, and
it's a tent.
Yeah, with coffee some and buckets. Popcorn.
And they have no seats though. It's like just.
But it's Home coffee Depot and popcorn, buckers. And then she notes on the popcorn. He's like, "Yeah, a snack," and I was like, "Yeah, I would. That is just fine. There is nothing wrong with popcorn.
Nah,
I'd have popcorn great. With anything.
Popcorn's good.
I feel like popcorn and coffee is a delightful combo.
I don't know about anyway. A combo, but okay.
So yeah, mom is starting to question.
Be a disaster because then I could have done my ulterior motive and brought Ari home with me.
Uh-huh. Hey, she's it. Honest, yeah. Yeah. But it didn't work, mom.
I have a lot of confusion about what happened with your first wife mm-hmm. and how she just left.
Janice just put him on the spot.
Oh, this didn't go well.
Even me, I'm confused.
Even me.
She divorced me. You should find a message like the girls.
Oh, God, why did you say that?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It's my old friend.
Was it really a friend, though, Benny?
Hollering at other girls and got called.
Yeah.
She thought you were talking to other women.
Yeah.
And she didn't like that.
I'm sorry for everything.
See, this is where he fucked up.
It was at this
Excuse
moment.
Sorry.
He fucked up.
Sorry. You're sorry? You didn't do anything wrong, though.
Then why are you sorry?
Why are you sorry?
I can't think of a lie that fast.
Tell me, why are you sorry?
Vinny, meet Commando Mom.
Well, did she have a reason?
Oh, there was a reason.
This is where I wrote, I would do this. Like,
got busted and you can't be trusted.
You were married to an American. You find another American and now you're having a baby with another American. So what's your plan with Ari?
Yeah, we need to rent a like, guest house.
Why are we renting a guest house? What happened to the apartment you were going to get done in 2 weeks?
This is going to cost money. You know, if you get a regular apartment and you don't live in... Squalor.
The dude is trying. It's not like he's just sitting on his ass.
I'm working like
right. By the way, he's singing and dancing.
Yeah.
He's like, come on. My job, like
doing his thing.
And then I would start to like singing.
He's on the Usman plan. Baby girl area.
No. So is that going to support an apartment, a baby, food?
Yeah.
Damn, he on an interview right now.
Listen. I want to make sure that everything is perfect for her.
Yeah.
I hope you feel the same way.
Yes.
Okay, I have a few things to say. Mm-hmm. Number one, I like him so much. He's a good person.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to get interrogated by someone in a language that's not your first.
That's true. Number one. Yeah.
Whew. And so even though I was joking, like, oh, you messaged what? You're sorry, what? Like, I don't think he really understood. Like,
it's hard.
Like. Yeah, he was sorry because she was upset, but like, was he sorry because he did something wrong? And like, that little
and
nuance.
And the speed
was like,
of the questions are coming at you in different
now,
languages.
Again, I would do the same thing mom was doing if it was my child. Not saying it's right. I'm just saying I would do it. And then singing and the dancing. Have you seen? And I wanted to show you. There is a pic. This man can do some things with his body. There's a picture that I saw where he is jumping in the air and his legs are completely
yes, I've seen the picture.
Perpendicular. What? Okay.
We talked about this last episode, I think.
Okay, well, I've never met a man that can do the splits like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't think I've met a woman in real life that's going to do the splits like that.
I've seen people do splits all the time.
What? In real life?
Yeah.
Where?
Yoga class?
Ugh. Okay.
Ugh.
I'm not okay. He likes yoga people.
What are you talking about? Who likes yoga?
I
did yoga for like 3 years straight every morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
It was a
split ladies.
It was a huge portion of my life and
yes,
the way
I
am.
Love that.
My calmness
that was
and
before
my ability.
My time.
Yes, exactly. It was before your time.
Okay. Okay, so then we get to the like affording. Like, can you afford this? And then Ari's like, you know what? Now that I think about it, and this is after she's there, you know, it is concerning. Like, is he going to want me to provide? Like, listen, did you not have this conversation?
Why would you not think that you have to work?
Well, she's about to have a baby, so she can't.
I know, not right away, but like.
So we're talking like, let's just talk about the next 6 months. Like, did you not plan?
Yeah.
For
at least a year's worth of
how you're going to survive. You just like blind trust of like, ah, he'll take care of it. It's kind of like a Devin like plan. Like he'll take care of it. I'll just roll in.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Don't, ladies. Don't ever.
I'm very hard trying.
You didn't pay for that though.
Don't go this town.
Don't ever assume anyone else is going to just be able to.
Don't grumpy stop.
Cover your shit.
Scenes from the next. Ari and Binyam.
Who is this person he's dancing with?
Ooh.
Ex-girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend.
What?
Especially when he's dancing at night and you're home alone.
Wait. I don't know what she said there because I...
So you better pay attention to this, especially when he's dancing at night and you're home alone.
In your home or her home alone?
Your home alone when he's dancing at night.
Why is... She, why is she the lady in his
home? No. Janice to Ari, better pay attention to this because he's going to be dancing at night while you're home alone.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like that.
With his ex-girlfriend.
I'd be 9 months pregnant, rolling, like, just sitting there in the front row.
Yeah, you'd be sitting there with your ice packs on, just like. Anyway,
well, it's if it wasn't his ex-girlfriend, it wouldn't be so bad. But
yeah, that's true. Ugh. All right, okay. Let's get the next one.
Give me a minute.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh,
I hit a button. Sorry. Nothing but the dog in me.
Tim.
Yeah. There you go. Dog. There you go.
I don't like him.
In the doghouse. Mm-hmm. Permanently in the doghouse.
Well, let's talk about this.
That was a little Parliament Funkadelic.
Okay, so Tim and his cat arrive.
Oh, these are 80s songs, by the way, moving forward.
80s songs?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Tim and his cat arrive in Colombia today.
Pepe.
They haven't seen each other in 7 months.
Yeah, which is a pretty good amount of time.
So we're going to start with Melissa, who's on her way to pick him up. She's nervous. Is she going to trust him?
It's a cute car.
Yeah.
That's a little car. Look like the size of a shoe.
I have a mix of emotions. Before he cheated on me, we used to have a really great relationship.
She ain't never letting that fly. Because women, y'all don't never forget nothing.
First, it'll be fine until the slightest thing he does will remind her of the reason that she hates him.
I just have no idea how she's going to receive me.
Definitely.
You know, I'm worried that she's going to lay eyes on me and just be reminded of all the bad things that we've gone through.
Really?
She probably walk up to him and do this. What up, cheese stick? All right.
Okay. Call you cheat him.
That's right. She might say, I don't want you here. Let's see the energy. He's coming. It's coming. Okay, she's smiling. She's blushing. Okay.
I think she was genuinely happy to see him.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm all up into this. Like, you know what?
Right?
Forgiveness. As much as he did wrong, she still has a place for him in her heart.
She is still. Give him a chance.
Yeah.
Good start. Let's see how this rolls.
The cat.
It's your mama.
I'm very excited to see my cat. I love him. I'm so happy to have him here. And Tim. Too. Yeah.
That's what I was probably saying. Like, if you had a pug.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, happy to hear her too. She's the pug bigger. Is bigger.
Yeah, she's fat. She's really fat.
That's all right. I've gotten fat too.
I definitely want to believe it.
What?
She was like, yeah, he got fat.
Well,
she just acknowledged, like, ooh, boy.
Okay, well, not. I deleted.
She says
part.
He looks so different, fat like the dog.
To be different now that he's here, I need someone that I can completely rely on. And if he's not committed to it, I don't think that we can make it.
I strongly feel that Tim is being genuine. He feel it can work.
Mm-mm.
It's like
disagree.
You shatter a glass, you glue it back together, but you can still see the damage in it.
Yes.
And right now, that's exactly what you're getting from her.
Do you think he's really trying? Because he has his, he did not like get rid of his home or his job. He is on a vacation.
You don't think this man is trying?
He's trying. Oh, let's just wait till we talk about their discussion and how he responds to her questions. Okay.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. But I need to know, is if he would.
He's trying.
Yes,
he's doing the motions. Trying. But is he really? Because did he quit his job? Did he? If he's saying things and not. I don't think, and I'm not saying he should do that. He
definitely shouldn't, because he is set up to fail.
Then don't give 50%.
I agree.
Give 100 or zero. I don't want your 50%.
I'm just gonna shit. But it's like flying a kite when there's no wind. You know there's no wind.
Move on. Like,
I agree.
Her mother hates you.
I agree with
you. She kind of hates you. You're a dick.
I agree with you. 100%. I agree with you. Okay. I agree with you. But.
I just think
he's doing
him pretending like he's a gaslighter. Ever heard one.
Wow.
Like
wow.
I dislike him.
Okay, next okay,
let's go. Questions about what happened. You know, about like this girl that you were with.
Oh God.
Okay, wait.
Oh wait. She brings two dogs to the goddamn meeting.
Yeah, he brings a cat. Big deal.
But what? And two dogs in a tiny ass car.
Well, he only has
and
three
the man
suitcases.
Is 6'3" plus.
He only has three suitcases. Apparently, he doesn't need a lot of stuff. You can hold your cat. Listen, I have no problem with that. Bring the dogs.
All right. Well.
So he gets there. She wants to believe him. They go out on the town.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
sit down for a conversation.
Sit down, and she wants to talk. As
they
do.
Now, she's obviously set up a little bit from TLC and the cameras to ask a question about the breakup.
Oh, I think she would ask it no matter what.
Why do you need to know more? She knows the answer to these questions.
Because they've only talked virtually. I want
to
know with your
face
in my face.
Fuck
tell
that.
Me what
no
the
way.
Fuck happened.
Why do we have to do that again?
Because I need to work through this by getting the facts, and I need to
so
ask
you need to,
questions.
So now I need to get grilled and beat up again.
Why did you cheat on me? Why did you cheat on me? You know what? You deserve it. Let's just talk.
Why do we need to do this again? So that you can feel better?
Yes, because I earned it. Because I didn't cheat on you. Okay?
What?
Yes.
Wow.
I need
so
you.
So I need to get beat up multiple times.
Yeah. And by the way, you do because your reactions are not satisfying. Let's talk about
what?
It. Him?
What you say? Hold on. I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm talking about him. Like his reactions. But would I want to talk about
it
in person? If we just.
I want to pause. Anyway,
I'm losing my voice.
I need to pause here. Stop. Okay. Pause.
I need a drink.
Now, we need to make our reactions, men, I'm speaking for men in general, during an argument. Because I need to understand this. So our reactions need to be a certain way to
I mean the
unlock
right
the
way.
Holy shit.
I don't know. All I will tell you is his reaction to her questions, the first time that they're in person, she wants to look him in the eye. It's different than being on the phone or being.
I understand. I could get that, but
And so she's like, "Listen, tell me, like, what happened?" I would ask these same questions, like, "So, like, how did like you invited her to your house? Why did you?" And then his first goddamn.
Okay, let's get to the
clip. F and lie.
let's get. To
I
the
didn't
clip.
Know.
Let's get to
I
the
didn't
clip.
Interrogation.
I mean, you know, somebody that I worked with first started as just. Friendly conversation, and then friendly conversation turned into flirting and texting back and forth. It just happened where she came over.
Oh,
did she come over? Did you invite her?
Come hang out.
God, I hate
come
him.
Hang out.
Netflix.
Yeah, on my
dick. Damn, just be straight up, yo. I wanted to smash point blank.
And, I truly thought that I was gonna be able to keep it right at that line.
What line?
I told her all this.
But you knew that you weren't.
Yes.
You knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, you did. She's smart. And she's so smart because she's calling him on his shit. And then she's like, oh, he's just trying to make me. He's trying to turn it, which means he's a gaslighter, which he is. Listen.
Pause. Hold on.
If I'm asking a girl to come hang out that I was already flirting with, it's to hang out.
To hump.
On my penis.
Oh my God.
Okay. That's like the entire mission.
100%. Obviously, that's bull.
It is bull.
You're right.
Women are smart. Y'all know when we're lying.
Yeah, that was a poor choice on his behalf.
So, what was it that motivated you to, you know, start something with somebody else when we were thinking about getting engaged?
Good
like
question.
None of that crossed your mind?
I was focused on satisfying my physical.
This is where it turns.
Did he literally just say that?
He needed to get laid. That's it.
Still wanted to be with you. I just didn't want to be.
I wanted to be with you, but I just want to fuck someone else.
Extremely pissed off seeing how
you better
selfish
put an explicit on this. I've said the effort.
Especially since I basically found out about Tim's infidelity looking at his social media.
We discussed this ad nauseum. The fact that she still feels like she needs to know the same things. I don't know if they were ever going to be able to get past that.
Brother, it's never going to go away. I'm telling you.
They could fight about the color of their apartment. It's going to go back to cheating.
Yep. Yes. 1,000%.
One flight back to the U.S., please.
He
should leave
is...
right now. He should leave.
I don't like him. I really don't. And if somebody wants to hate me for that, good.
No, nobody hates you. I'm pretty sure everybody's in agreement. He's not. I don't think he's that as bad as you're making him out to be.
Really?
But
did you hear him when she's asking questions and he turns it like?
Okay, so no, I need.
He turns it like.
Listen.
Why would you ask me?
He's defensive. He just got there. He wants to spend some time with his girlfriend.
He doesn't deserve it.
Having
at this
it be
point.
Then I don't need to be here.
He's the one that came.
I don't so need to be. If you're gonna,
to me, you should be
if
here.
If you're sitting here, you're gonna grill me.
Why
as soon as I sit down.
Me? Yes.
If I should leave. I should never came then.
If you think
I'm coming to
any
try to
woman
mend
that you're coming to mend, but you know what we're gonna do first is understand what happened.
Why haven't we already done that?
We have done it over the phone, but have we done it face to face? I want to see your eyes.
But why do we want to start off our whole situation with
why do you wanna, fight? Why do you want to have sex with somebody else?
Didn't we talk about that over the phone 7 months ago?
I want to talk about
and
it
in 7 months.
Like, and I need more information. Clarify for me.
I think that's silly. I don't like that.
Well.
I don't like it. I'm just giving my male perspective. I don't think if we've done it and we had the conversations.
Listen,
it
plus,
would just it sets
you know
the whole tone to be shitty.
Insult to injury.
What?
She found out.
Yeah.
Versus him telling her.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I don't know why she's even. I'm with mom, who is like.
Yeah, mom. Scenes from the next.
No.
It will be almost impossible to have a future with Tim if my parents are not supportive of
don't
our
be supportive
relationship.
Yeah.
He's a butt.
Mom's
face.
Like, in Spanish, I'm out. There's no way
good.
I'm gonna ever
I like
support
mama.
You.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm so fired up. Sorry.
Well, it started off saying, just got paid Friday night. Body shake. So someone's out taking their money, going party on a Friday night.
Devin and Jihoon?
Yes.
Thank you. I needed a little explanation.
It's okay. It's okay.
This one was painful.
Yeah.
Tim was the only person I was purely angry and hateful towards. Okay?
So you have sympathy for the situation?
I don't have sympathy, but he was my... I have goosebumps. I was so angry at him. Devin Jihoon, I'm not a fan.
I just don't.
But I, okay.
Tim was forced to answer questions.
Listen,
that he had
forced
already.
Because what did he do? He
but
got
he
himself
was,
in this
but
situation.
When you
don't argue me on this.
I'm going to argue because once you have already answered the questions and you've already done the gauntlet. Of,
obviously, she is not.
I get it.
Resolved yet.
But what I'm
so
saying
he,
is.
He owes her.
More explanations
yes.
than he. So,
he had sex with someone
time
else.
Out, time out.
He owes her
time
whatever
out.
She needs.
If she's looking for new answers that she hasn't heard yet,
she's looking.
She's
for
gonna her. Get like contrived, pulled out stuff.
I don't think she's looking for new answers. She needs to work this through, and sometimes people like me need to work it out loud. Okay.
Okay.
We luckily haven't fought about this because like whew. But
this would be irreparable if
yeah,
you have to fight
it,
about
but
this.
Like there would be no, but like we've fought about dumb stuff and I need to repeat myself.
Yeah. Which angers the shit out of me.
I know, but you know what? I sometimes need to just work through it out loud.
Yeah.
Can you imagine at this level?
No, I'd be like, okay, I'll sign the papers.
There would be, I mean,
oh. Okay, okay. So anyway,
can we move on? Cause
Devin
I'm really angry.
Devin and mom and Drusilla are at the market. and
being tourists, or yeah, like
doing a thing.
So Devin wanted to show mom.
We're so hungry. Oh god, they picked up some octopus and fish. They got Drusilla a dead fish head and fish body.
And by the way, Drusilla, not at all shaken by the cutting off of the head.
Nope, not at all.
And the dead fish.
Nope.
Which I am.
I don't know. I think just it's dead.
Okay, I know. I'm just like different people, different strokes, different folks.
All right. Anyway, so after a hard day of shopping in the market and seeing all these things, they want to sit down and have some food, but they have a problem because they don't speak the language.
First time. This is her first time out without Jihoon.
Yeah. So it's tough. She knows a little bit.
But there's no pictures on the menu. This is the thing. Yeah, like,
you gotta get those augmented reality phones that'll let you.
There's a thing.
Yeah, you can just like literally point your camera at the menu. And it'll put the words in English for you.
Is this a Google thing?
No, probably like an app. Maybe Google has something similar. But yeah. Anyway.
God, the world we live in, you guys.
So they sit down at the table and they're doing the thing.
You saw you ordering the right thing?
Oh my God, the translation.
The translator app.
I mean, it seems like she gets herself into a lot of predicaments just because she's a yes woman, says yes to everything. Okay, yes, bring me that. I'll eat that. Yes, I'll have sex with you when you don't have a condom that'll fit correctly. Like, yes, yes, yes.
When you can't read the menu.
I liked him.
You too.
He's funny.
I misjudged him. I like him.
You point and pray.
Point and pray.
Point and pray. That's
and here's, listen.
Like, it's probably very tasty.
You swear. You're the pickiest eater in the world.
How are you feeling about everything after last night?
What?
I gotta talk about the food for a second.
Go ahead.
Bugs.
Bugs. What about bugs? You think that bugs are just inedible or non-edible?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's my privilege, okay? I understand that.
Okay, privilege.
But I just have a question for you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
I like the game show music.
I took that. It was like too much to ask a question. Right. It was like a lot of ding-da-ding-da-ding.
Okay, so clearly the waitress understood that these people...
Are you going to play a game?
I want to ask you a question.
Oh, no. Weird. Okay, good.
Clearly the waitress... I always want to play a game. Clearly the waitress understood these people... Like, she brought up the little... translator, they know nothing. And they're like, give us something good.
No, 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 no.
What you say?
She asked for the most popular dish.
Okay. But this waitress clearly, like, I just wonder, and I could be wrong, like, the bugs. Let's just, like, she brought out the bowl of bugs. She brought out a bunch of other stuff that looked delicious.
No, 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 wait, wait. Because she said most popular dish. She goes, Devin, would you like the ha-da-da-da-da-da-da? And Devin said, yes.
Yeah, because, but you don't think that that waitress was like, this? Come on.
What do you mean? Don't roll your eyes. Of course.
I just think maybe she was being a little bit of a joker.
She could, no, I've served people before from North Avengers. I always... We'll err on the side of something that's like very universally accepted.
Yeah, fries. Bugs not. No.
But if she wanted to be a jokester, she could have brought like live squid, something moving, super gross.
Bugs worse. Bugs. I will say bugs will.
Are you kidding me? Bugs. Just dead, crispy bugs are not worse than an arm moving, and you expect to put it in your mouth.
Something. Well, no. When I was in China for work, that happened.
And you didn't eat it.
Talked about this. Yeah. No, I said I was a vegetarian.
You faked it. Yeah.
Faker. And this was before I was even not eating meat.
Before you were professional fraud. I'm joking.
I'm a pescatarian.
Now you're a pescatarian.
I've been for several years.
Before me?
No, with you. We've been together for many years.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Anywho.
All right, go ahead. What?
I don't even know.
You're lost.
Anyway, the bugs, I just feel like it was a little bit of a trolley thing that the waitress did, which I'm not judging her. I'm just saying she was just like,
ha-ha. It was a good dining adventure. It could have been fun.
Yeah, but the other stuff looked great.
Kimchi. You had kimchi before?
Yeah.
It's good. Anyway, so where are we at here? Let's finish this.
Debacle. If I were to make the decision, we'd be on the plane right now.
I feel Devin should strongly just leave Korea.
Yes, and come back to America.
I agree.
She has no business there.
Still rooting for Jihoon. I know. I want him to just get his shit together, but he is a child.
He seriously. Well, he's mad. But anyway, we'll talk.
But no, but like he's a child. Like the things he does in this episode are.
So.
And also, he's a father. Let's remember, he's a father of a child. You need to get your shit together when you have a child. Okay,
but people don't ever. Not everybody grows up the same time.
Yeah, but you know what? When you have a kid, you gotta grow up.
But when you just have a kid.
I understand you don't wanna. No, but no. You gotta.
Time out. Pause. Pause. Because speaking as a father, new father, and.
It's been
husband.
Over 2 years. It's not.
Well, it still is because there are things I had to change in my mind. Physically, not physically, but around me, things were changing. And you thought things were needed to be a certain way. But in my mind, they were still Nick's single dude. Yeah, I guess because
you're not growing this person in your body. And like,
it's not about growing. It's just about the way you take responsibility for all the things around you.
Because a woman doesn't have a choice.
Right, that's true. That is true. So that might, yeah.
I guess I expect the same out of the dad.
Yeah, you can expect that, but the guy doesn't. His involvement is minimal, even though he may be still there, doing everything. Well, but though he has to
choose.
Yeah, you choose. You choose not to run away. Number one. I'm saying because obviously guys can do that, but and some guys do. But I'm saying. You're there, right? You're involved. You want to take care of the kid, blah, blah, blah. But your whole mentality of what you've been doing for the past however many years before you've had this child.
He's 30.
I get it. But you have to, like
he's 17.
It's the switch is not a quick switch. It's a slow switch to say, okay, I have to now move all my priorities.
Your switch was pretty quick.
No, my switch of like holding in my arm and crying. Yes, I get that. But like I'm talking about the whole thing. Like me, you, finances, family, taking care of things, cleaning up poop, making sure that it's not like a 50-50. It's a whenever. It's like a lot of things in your mind that from a man. It changes
everything.
It does, but it's not a quick switch. But don't you
feel like a responsibility?
You do, but it's like some things you've been doing for so long, you just like, I don't want to do this anymore this way, but I have to now because I'm a dad. And
yeah. Here's the thing with Ji-hoon.
For me, it's slow. That's what I'm saying, ladies. Whoever's listening, give your man a little bit of grace.
Or not. Here's the thing. Ji-hoon, like, bless his heart, he admits to everything. Like, he is not defensive like a Tim. He's no Tim. Ji-hoon's like, I was wrong.
Tim is.
And mom is like defensive and like, how dare she? And Ji-hoon's like, no, I lied to her. Like, it's not even as bad as I just like do this, but I lied. Like, yeah, I was wrong. Like, he feels, I truly believe in his soul, he feels bad.
He does.
Here's the thing. Tipping point. Do you continue on that or do you change?
Yeah,
That's where she's like, he keeps saying, like, I promise I'm going to make it better. And she's like, you said this 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed. Like right. That, that frustration of like, you told me this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's. Clearly, it's still a child that doesn't want to grow up and not.
I do love their. Can I just talk about the parents?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Dad is the best.
Yes. Devin's like, I need to meet up with mom to like talk about this. Because, and this is as a result of her learning that Ji-hoon was giving all his money to mom to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Which isn't a bad idea. In my mind.
I guess not. So. He's 30, but okay. So they go meet, and I guess it was mom and dad to meet, and Ji-hoon and Devin and baby. Drusilla was sleeping, so mommy's grandma stayed home. Okay.
I have audio, so if you want, keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, if you want to keep.
Nope. I'll let you do your.
Hoon and his parents to have a serious conversation about his finances.
This about to go down. Don't tell me to stand up.
Okay. Pause right there. Because dad goes to his wife. God, like, damn it. Like, come on, stand up. And his wife's like, what the fuck I need to stand up for this
okay.
shit for?
I wrote down, like, I love these parents. Dad. Okay. So Devin comes in. They're sitting at, like, this restaurant. They're sitting down. Devin. Comes in.
Ji-hoon is getting waters.
Ji-hoon like is in a different room.
In three waters, I add.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is he getting three waters?
Because, yeah. So dad gets up. Devin's walking in. Dad gets up, tells mom, hey, get up. And she's like, don't tell me what. She first she says, shut up. Don't tell me to stand up. We don't need to stand up. God, I love that.
It's like a respect thing. So she's like, no respect for her. She just really like, I just like love her that much. She's like,
shut up. Don't tell me what to do. I like that. She's sassy. Now, I don't agree with a lot of things. She is, I am on the edge of being that mother that follows my child way too much. Like, I could see myself being like, well, it's my baby. And like, you know, I'll hold his money. And dad is like, dad did not know about this, clearly. Dad did not know about the money holding because he's like, oh, well, that is not a good idea.
Yeah.
But the worst is, so she shows up, Ji-hoon just rolls right past her and doesn't even like make eye contact.
He couldn't face her. He felt ashamed.
You're a grown up.
Okay? Obviously, he's not.
Well, he's
there. Ji-hoon walks right past me and just ignores me.
Wow. Oh my God, that's what straight hell? Disrespect. Damn. His what? Father more of a Ji-hoon. Man than him.
We are sorry about your guest room.
The father's trying to be peacemaker. Oh,
Dad. Maybe you should teach your son how to be more of a man.
Why is your money going into your mom's bank account?
There we go. Let's hear what mommy's going to say.
That's the million-dollar question.
Well, she paid the debt off.
Show me the money. Where the money?
How humiliating.
And the dad was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we didn't give you money. Like, the dad was, like, trying to just make it right. The dad was just like...
What?
He apologized for, like, I'm sorry we did not give you the money to, like... Oh, the dad was just...
Gold. Is letting it be known, like, yo, do the right thing and stop playing games with Devin.
God. Seriously, like, your parents are punishing you in front of your wife.
That's pretty bad.
That is your girlfriend, your wife.
Dude, you have, like, no spine.
Just later. Getting worse.
Yeah, the translator.
Well, because he's trying to communicate, it's frustrating. You know how hard it is when you want to say something.
That's my favorite. I do that.
You made me give up my life to come here. You scammed me. You tricked me.
You scammed?
You didn't trick me.
My life is ruined now.
Where's he going?
Get up and run. Get up and run with your tail between your legs.
Okay. First of all, I have a couple. I know that this is happening and this is the end. But first of all, they start arguing, like, which was weird in front of the parents.
They knew there was gonna be an argument. I was like, that's what they're
like.
There for.
It was like getting into deep of the like relationship. Translator. I just want to say this. So the thing she
I didn't even put it in. Sorry. It's because it doesn't play on audio, but go ahead.
The thing he wanted to say was give me one more chance. The translator said, even if the son looks at the bridegroom, what? There's not even like.
Not even close.
Even if the son looks at the bridegroom, what the fuck does not equal give me one more chance. So.
What you say?
But then Mama and Ji-hoon are yelling at each other. Devin's like, well, I don't know what's happening. They're yelling at each other. And then when. This is what really got me ticked off. When Devin's like, my life is ruined, Mom laughs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, I'm very hard to try.
You didn't pay for that, though.
Don't grumpy stop.
And it is kind of a joke, though. Your life isn't ruined. You're just in another country. And
but you're 23.
You had a slip up.
Let's remember, she's 23.
You have like
she's
fucking...
got two kids.
You have 60 more years to live.
60. Did you think that when you were 23?
No. Still don't think that now.
You don't think about anything when you're 23. The things I thought when I was 23 were dumb, okay? No, her life's not ruined. But what I didn't have at 23 was two children.
True.
And a husband that was a goober tube that didn't like.
Oh, boy.
That lied to me, but he's a good dude. Like, I do think he's a good person. So then he tells her to go back to the U.S. and then storms out. Woo, boy.
You acting like a little baby right now.
Dude, you are gonna regret saying that.
That is your child's mother. That is your wife.
You just made a big mistake, buddy.
No, he keeps digging that hole. That shovel's getting awesome Ronica, worn out.
He's to the core of the earth.
All right. Well.
But I like them. I can't help it.
I don't think it, and real IRL, I don't think it's happening really. I think it's over.
I don't believe that.
Well, we don't know that for a fact, but anyway, scenes to the next.
You aren't being honest in telling me everything.
I didn't think it was serious.
I feel like everything I believed to be true is all a lie. You, I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Sounds pretty serious.
I don't understand. What did he not think was serious? Having a baby? Her moving to another country? I don't know. It'll be interesting. I feel like you played this before. Kenny and Armando?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kenny and Armando. It's okay, we have a little PDA this is problem.
This is the only bright light in this entire episode. This.
How are you about PDA?
I'm not really a PDA person.
Neither am I. But like when you were like younger, like when you were like in high school, were you a PDA, like super PDA-ish?
Holding hands.
Holding hands, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I was never, ever PDA, but like
I am not surprised about that.
It was a problem in like when I was like younger. I was like, I don't really like, I'm not down for like.
No, but I do. I want to like grossos that like tongue kiss in public and ugh, no thanks.
Yeah.
But okay, so Kenny arrived yesterday. They're exploring their new town.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, so Kenny tries to hold Armando's hand while they're walking. Armando's not comfortable. This is the tension of this whole episode of like PDA.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand both sides.
Yeah. Oh, well, so let me just play the clip. Clip's not that long. It's only a minute. But...
No.
Oh, he wants to hold his hand. No.
Oh.
Right now, I know there's a lot of people around, but I would kiss you.
Oh,
but you won't let me.
Not right now.
No, you can't even hold my hand. Don't even think about kissing me.
I understand where both of them coming from, but you want to do that
I
in believe, public?
I agree with him more than I
thought I would. You're not understanding what Armando's telling you. People are homophobic.
You're not in America.
No.
You're not back in Orlando, Florida, where it's the happiest, gayest place in the world.
Yes.
Our culture is very macho-centric, and people in Mexico are still homophobic. You just don't know. When someone could hurt you, and I'm afraid that we might get hurt. Kenny looks hurt. I can sense he feels rejected.
Yeah. It totally.
And that hurts me. He weighs down on me.
Love that.
I don't want him to feel that way.
To show Kenny his love, of course.
Yeah, but he's like, he can't.
It's so hard to, you can't show the one you love that you love. It's all just right. Different culture.
So the fact that, so I have firsthand experience with this. So being with a white girlfriend back when I was like younger. Go to the movies, you're just in line, you're just like wherever you are, you're in public and they can see that you're with a white girl and you're getting like, you know, you can feel someone looking at you and you can feel when someone's looking at you and they're not looking at you in a kind way. You don't have to look at them, you can just feel it. So you definitely, you sometimes you don't even know what that person, you could be in a place if I was in pretty safe places when I was in these interactions, but if you're in the wrong place and you have this interaction, things could go sideways because someone opens their mouth and then you gain attention of other people around you. And now everybody's looking at you and they have all these feelings. And all of a sudden now it could definitely be a safety issue where like all these people are against you and you've had some kind of fear for your life.
Yeah. No, it rips my heart out that like anyone could judge.
It's the reality of life.
But I'm just saying like, God damn it. If they could just like, Kenny and Armando are like the perfect example of how could you judge this? How? If you are a reasonable human being.
You could easily judge it. There's a 30-year age gap.
Okay. But judging that.
I'm saying there is though.
But
we judge that.
Kenny looks
I don't give a fuck what anybody looks like, but we judge that all the time on 90 Day Fiancé age gaps.
I'm kind of used to it by now.
We're numb to it because this is the stupidity of this
show. This is the reality. The only judgment that comes on this show is if the woman is younger, and that pisses me off right there, by the way. Anyway, I love these people. But it's like a balance, like, God, like, they should be able to hold hands. They should be able to kiss.
We should have a lot of things in this world.
But the fact that they can't, and, like, I get it, like, they come from two different worlds. And also, Armando brings up a good point. Like, he hasn't been out as long as
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, the comfort level.
That was half of the I'm coming out intro. But he's like, he's been out, obviously, but it's, like, new, sort of.
So, but here's the deal. These two. The way they discussed this.
So mature.
So mature. I just wrote so mature.
It's way mature.
Very mature. Loving discussion. Like, this is every relationship
goals. That's relationship goals.
Should
for sure.
be this mature and great. Yeah. I want to strive to be that understanding and listen and be like, you know what?
Well, you know what? Maybe you've gotten better. I'll say this for sure.
Since when?
I think we've gotten better at having discussions and arguments. We've
me?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We don't have to bring up some of the what was happening before, but thank I think you.
I
we
mean, both nothing have evolved. Big. It's just I'm a little fiery.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've done well to quell the fire before it pops off to needing the extinguishers.
Well, type I fire. Love you. Anyway, I think that this is the couple that's like the anti 90 Day Fiancé couple because there is no
there's drama.
Stupid drama.
No, there's no it stupid
is,
drama.
The drama like, is outside influences. That's the point. Right. Like
a culture, life, people, all the
homophobia.
Shit. Yeah.
And like that. And it makes me crazy because it's the same as like there are people that do not want you and me to be together.
Yeah. It's true.
Same exact thing. Judging another couple because of who, what they look like or who they are. It's none of your GD business.
Truth.
And also, if people love each other, they're going to be happier people if they're allowed to love each other.
Right.
So wouldn't you like that?
What is it fucking with you? Do you have no business?
You don't, you're not, ugh.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. Last one.
I bet I get this right.
She gets it right.
Brittany and Izan.
Yeah, because all they have is that IG love, and now it's real, and it's you're staying here.
Well, I mean, I don't think that. Sorry. Okay, so she's been 2 days in Jordan.
All right, 2 days.
It's not going well.
Not at all. It's really bad. Explosive.
2 days, and so much has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they are on their way to go meet up with Izan's uncle because the uncle is
the voice of reason.
The only one that can talk to dad.
Now, there's all translation in this whole thing, so I really don't do any clips except the hello.
Is his uncle from his mother's side or his father's side or his cousin's side? That's family's confusing.
Those are kisses.
Oh, that was a lot of kissing, wasn't it?
How many times?
I mean, I think it was Morse code.
I'm saying it was like you ever seen
that
like,
was uncle and his aunt.
Yeah, they're like
kissy kiss kiss
kiss kiss kiss kiss kiss kiss
like
kiss.
Some sort of pattern to it.
Something. It's like almost like you know they did like a dap up, like you know when like two bros meet.
Yeah, but it was in kisses, kiss form.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite thing in this whole episode.
What?
And I did create screenshots for this that I'm going to put up. I'm trying to do my screenshots of my favorite comments. Oh boy. So problem is my parents think Brittany is making excuses to delay the wedding. That's how he describes the problems to the uncle. And it's hilarious because
it's true.
Brittany is making up excuses.
Yeah.
Because she's, let's remember, still married. That's her excuse to delay the wedding. So you know what? Like after all this, mama was mad. Dad was calling her a prostitute, whatnot. You know what though? Their concern is based in some reality.
Well, my play, if I really thought this out and I was Brittany, I was like, okay, so they hate me. And they're mad. Why don't I just throw the whole bomb now instead of like calming them down and get them to like me again?
I know.
And then firing him up again.
Another bomb. And then like, also, Zahn doesn't know about this bomb. This bomb is going to, like...
I would just, drop the bomb now.
No, don't go. Like, first of all...
If you're really going to do it, just drop the bomb, let it all explode and fire up. And like, if you're going to go home, go home.
People don't do that.
I would do that.
What was hard in this whole thing was... Zahn and his uncle were talking in Arabic, and she had no idea what they were saying. And
It's got to be annoying as fuck.
I would... Can you imagine me?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, every 5 minutes. What's going on? What's happening? What's going
on? What'd you say to
him? What? What? And then you'd hear your name every, like, so often. Like, oh, boy. I wouldn't do well with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be bad.
But then uncle asks, so is she converted yet?
Boy. Brittany must change a lot.
Although I did think this was good. Like, they both acknowledged, like, you're not permitted to force anyone to do this. She needs to choose this.
Right.
Which is good. That's right.
But if you don't choose, then you don't choose me to run.
She's not going to choose. That's, like, she's not. Have you met her?
She's going to stop what she's doing. She's going to. Yeah, this is not going
to
work. He's like,
she'll need to change a lot. And then Zahn tells her, you must change a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so time is the thing that they're looking for.
And he is reasonable, because in the ITM, he's like, I want time because I'm concerned that she might not want this life. And I want to be like certain.
That's smart.
And her to be certain. He's smart. He has no idea that she wants time because she's still G.D. Mary.
Well, understand the love between Brittany and Zahn, that's one thing. Now, the love between Brittany and Zahn does not equal Islam. Like, it does not. Two people can have love for each other, and they can really like each other and want to be with each other.
But be different beliefs.
That doesn't work in this relationship. So it's like it doesn't equate.
It can work. Like, people like Catholics.
If Yazan came to... Jewish
people get married, but they come to like an agreement of like, they're going to just agree to disagree on certain things and like maybe have...
Yazan would like have to disown his family. Like, he would...
Yeah, his family's not going to be cool with that.
It's not going to happen. So,
but uncle says he's going to talk to dad.
Yeah, maybe.
All I say on this is percentage wise, zero. Zero, zero, zero. I do not know. I don't understand why this couple is even on this program.
Yeah, they should. Well, they're there. They're here for our entertainment, obviously. But
I mean, I appreciate it, but.
Yeah. But anyway. All right, that's all the couples.
I was too feisty tonight. I'm sorry.
No. Seeing some next from Jenny.
Okay. Oh, Jenny.
Why don't you come home and meet mom and dad?
I did try, man.
I feel afraid they will say that I need to choose my parents or Jerry.
Yeah, but you know what? You're not going to do that anymore, remember? You have decided that you're not going to do that anymore.
Nah. He's... I have zero faith in Submit.
Submit?
Saman.
It's going to be okay. Trust me. Trust me.
Whatever you say.
I don't care. Now, are they a Kenny and Armando, like, certainty? No.
No, definitely not.
But they're my second.
Sure. Well, thank you guys for reaching out to us on Instagram.
Thank you.
Feel free to give us some love in whatever venue or way you choose.
And it, you know, I would say if you have like constructive feedback for me.
I'll tell you this. It's the fuel that keeps me going. Because sometimes I kind of do want to quit. And I was about to quit this season. I was about to be like, this is it.
But,
and I still don't know if I'm going to keep going.
We're going. But I mean, I'm just saying like, although with the COVIDs.
What? Hey, it's just a lot.
No one's going anywhere. This is the problem. Anyway. This is why we should have drug out these two different shows into two different seasons. Anyway, what was I going to say? It was important. I forgot.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Oh, yeah, if you're going to say something mean. Send it in Instagram. Please don't put it on Apple.
Fucking thing. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us
Thanks,
today.
Nick. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.